The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, September 29, 2022, Dave Prieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. By the way, you only have a couple of days to use the $10 off free 10 promo code at checkout at the Power Mall to get $10 off your order. And we've got all sorts of specials going on. We've already computed up the discounts. It's a neat deal. And dropship, of course, is excluded. And if you want to call Jay at the Power Mall, you can do that at 877-817-9829 and use free 10 and get $10 off your order, too. That ends tomorrow. So you definitely want to get your order in if you're planning on doing that. We got all sorts of neat specials we talked about in our first hour, including the Power Mall 1-ounce Nano Silver Best Buy July 2022. You get one free with any order of $75 or more. We want to include Tim in Houston. He's at MD Anderson Cancer Center. And, of course, he's on that merry-go-round, the treatment merry-go-round. He has pneumonitis, which is a lung infection caused by his radiation treatment. Wow. He's on oxygen, heavy antibiotics, and steroids right now. The doctors say he's still very sick, not out of the woods yet. Doing a little better, but we need the prayers out there, folks, for Tim and for those suffering. Susan in San Antonio as she's recovering from surgery. And, of course, you know that the prayer line is there on thepowerhour.com. You can look at the menu and click on it, and we can include you so that we can lift up your situations right now as we do for Tim and Susan. And for Linda, she's recovering from shoulder surgery. And we just lift their situations up to you and thank you for their healing. Thank you for getting Tim off this cancer merry-go-round, because that's exactly what it is. Susan had open back surgery, and we just thank you that she's going to make a full recovery and that she's going to be able to walk normally. And Linda's going to be able to function normally with her shoulder once she gets done with physical therapy. We thank you for their lives and for the lives of others that they'll have the opportunity to bless simply by being healthy and not in harm's way. And we thank you, Father, for their delivery, for their speedy recoveries, and for the health in the name of your son, Yeshua, and for all those out there afflicted in the United States of America right now, whether it's physical or mental strains caused by our United States government and what's happening. We don't want people getting down over this situation. It's not worth it. It's evil. We are on a war with Satan, and I just rebuke you right now, Satan, in the name of your son, Yeshua. And thank you for the blessings on this country and for Godspeed and God's protection in the name of your son, Yeshua. Amen. Can I get an amen? Two or more people have to agree, so say it. Thank you. We appreciate that. We were talking in the last hour of the show about what's going on with Hurricane Ian. It is moving toward Jacksonville, Florida. It's headed in a northeasterly direction. It's already pelted Orlando. It is weakening in strength. By the time it gets to Jacksonville, it will still be a tropical storm. And it will move out into the Atlantic and gain strength again and move toward the Carolinas and Georgia. And, of course, we were talking before the break in our last hour about this Florida reporter who put a condom on her microphone. She was speaking from a parking lot in Fort Myers, Florida, addressing the elephant in the room as viewers wondered if the plastic wrapping on her microphone was indeed what they thought it was. Well, because they saw that little nipple protruding from the top, and it's like, okay, what kind of message are you sending here? All these other reporters, and you know what they say, the Weather Channel, you know, Jim Cantore, the old saying was, is when Cantore shows up in your neighborhood to cover a weather event, you need to get the hell out of there. That's when Cantore was out there. He even got knocked over. in the storm. You know, these reporters get out there and think that they are invincible, and they don't have a condom on their microphone, even if they do get knocked over. I remember the last time Irma came through, we were watching a reporter down in Fort Myers reporting this thing, and a stop sign literally became dislodged and missed her head by inches, and the anchor people were telling her to get out of the storm. Duh. I mean, this is how people get killed when they do stupid stuff. Here, let's step in a puddle of water. Oh, wait, what's that sparking line flashing around here? If we step in that puddle, are we going to get electrocuted? Keep in mind that those lines, when they come down, are carrying more than 220. They're carrying like 710. Yeah. They're heavy in amperes. You're going to get juiced. You step in that thing, you're going to fry to blow your legs off. So, you know, of course, stuff like this, when it happens, especially in this day and age, gets political. And Governor DeSantis, obviously, has been dismissing established media attempts to politicize Hurricane Ian as they salivate over the possibility of the DeSantis administration botching the response. And, of course, he got on TV and told them to knock it off. And then you got CNN's Don Lemon, or Lemon, or whatever. He operates like a lemon. Everything he talks about is sour, left wing. No wonder he got moved to mornings. He's trying to link Hurricane Ian to climate damage like Amy Klobuchar, Minnesota, who wants more control. And if you've given us all the money and given us the power, we could have controlled the weather. You know, that's why we have geoengineeringwatch.org, folks, because maybe the government is doing things that are nefarious and suspect, trying to kill us. I know your critical thinking is now being bashed in, right? Yep, that's cognitive dissonance. Jamie Rome, who is the acting director of NOAA, the National Hurricane Center, was asked by Don Lemon about Hurricane Ian, whether or not it's another period of rapid intensification, about what effect climate change had on the phenomena. I mean, he wouldn't shut up. And Jamie Rome literally handed his ass to him and said, dude, we're not here to talk about climate change. There's a storm out here. You got to bring that up now. You see, that's what the left wing does. And this is not the first time that Don Lemon has had his ass handed to him. He was asking this person in Britain, if you remember that, about a week ago, about reparations for all those people that have been enslaved, and she basically set him straight. He didn't want to hear that. And it was like, oh, well, you know, we appreciate this discussion. Yeah, sure you do. You appreciate being right all the time, Lemon. Why don't you just shut up? Put some tape over it. Sherry in Kansas, are you done with my diatribe? You going to set me straight?
Hey, you need to talk about this with Jim McCanney next time you have him on, because the hurricanes are not strengthened by warm water. It's from the atmosphere, and right, you know, and this is ancient knowledge that our, you know, as usual, they feed us a lot of crap about how things work, and then we know that, you know, that's not how it would work. But Jim McCanney, he mentioned that he's a regular on John Moore's show every Wednesday, and week before last, he talked about an electrical connection that we're in right now. Every time there's a new moon, at the new moon, it's blocking the solar wind from the sun. And then when the moon starts to move out just a little, and then there's kind of a rush of the solar wind coming in, and that's a period when it's likely to, it's not unlikely to rain.
Okay,
and, you know, not
all right.
Sherry. And then, what?
The moon, seriously? How big is the moon compared to the Earth, and where is the moon in the atmosphere in relation to the sun when you're looking at it at night? It's away from the sun, right?
We're talking about the new moon.
Uh-huh.
And it does block a lot of the solar wind when it's a new moon. And then when it starts to move away, and so the wind is coming back in, it's kind of a rush. And right now we're in an electrical connection with Jupiter, mm-hmm. too, because every 13 months we have what they call an opposition with Jupiter. Of course,
right.
Jupiter's a lot bigger than us. But you need to talk
yeah.
to McCanny about this, because he's very sharp on this, but it's hurricanes are not strengthened by warm water.
Here's the thing, the weather. Sherry, they do, and this is the thing. The weather folks were saying that the warm waters of the Charlotte Harbor is what caused Hurricane Charley, which is more like an F4 tornado, to get sucked into the harbor and hit Punta Gorda way back when. So they're attributing some of the Earth's, warm of the Earth in contributing as a contributing factor to detouring the storm. So, you know, not being a scientist, I have to rely on, you know, some of the deep dives like you guys do and do the homework into this stuff. I do have McCanny's water filter system in my house, and we have not had him back on the show because I want to give this thing at least 6 months to try it out. And so far, it's been doing what it's supposed to do. And we don't taste any sulfur in our water, and we can't smell it. So it seems to be doing what it's supposed to do. So that's a good thing. But, you know, we appreciate the insight into that, and we need to approach that. Next time we have him on, please call in. So the circumstances involving those in the military, this is the craziness. What do you think is happening to all of the children of the service people who are serving? Well, the service people who are serving, if they're not woke themselves and they haven't taken the jabs, 40,000 of them have been dismissed, right? If they refuse to take the jab, all of a sudden they can't travel. They're being restricted. One after another court case is coming against the military. But in the meantime, where are the kids? There's a report out about U.S. troops serving overseas may find government schools are indoctrinating their kids and teaching them to keep secrets from their parents. This according to a report from the Claremont Institute. Classes from the Department of Defense Education Activity are teaching kids radical activism, gender ideology, and hiding gender questions from families. Oh, my God, they're doing it in the military. I thought we needed to go into the military to grow a pair and become a man. And then women get to go in the military, so they get to become a woman. You know, we like to watch G.I. Jane, you know, with Demi Moore. And, you know, we watched that last week. As a matter of fact, my wife and I did, and we thought that was kind of cool because, you know, she ended up being one of the heroes and got a medal for that. But then teaching kids in the military about gender identity, this just kind of runs contrary to everything that I was taught. And I didn't have kids at the time, thank God. But, you know, when I went to the military, it was a whole different mindset than it is now. Darlene in Indiana, how are you?
Hi, and you guys were fighting the Chi-Com and Nam, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a secret my friend that went to Vietnam told me never to forget.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyhow, back to Sherry, it's a new moon passing. And if you see an eclipse, when the moon eclipses the sun, the moon blocks the sun. So what she's saying is correct, and it is from James McCanny. All right, but I don't think it's weather, climate change. I think it's satellite change. I really do.
Interesting.
Because, you know, I think I called in and told you about the weather futures with Katrina on the other side when it was in the Atlantic, and that's when they were betting, you know, I guess it's a betting thing. I call it a betting thing. It's probably a stock market thing or a Las Vegas thing. And they
do.
You know,
yeah, they bet on those
bet
things.
On it. Yeah. So someone's got to be steering it to know the final outcome, because it's just like NASCAR and all this stuff. I'm sure it's all rigged, you know?
That's kind
of
sad,
isn't it?
And I
think some of these storms are rigged, and it's kind of like open season on the American population, so who the heck's going to doubt it unless they know where the satellites are?
Well, that's true, and the thing is, you spend us into oblivion because look how the government is going to respond. I mean, do you know that Biden actually tried to call the mayors of Fort Myers and Sarasota yesterday and got no answer? What do you think that was? Because the power was out. They had no phone service, for crying out loud. I mean, they do such moronic things, and then, of course, the media makes a big deal out of the fact that, well, Biden cares. Yeah. The idea was to call before the power lines went down and before they were, you know, this is just, it's insane, and I may be off point, but.
No,
you know,
no, I don't think you are. It is insane, because, you know, if we can drop supplies on the battlefront in war, or whatever these things are that we play, why couldn't we drop water on the Interstate 10 during Katrina? You know
interesting.
What I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because you know, Interstate 10 is pretty open down there, and I wouldn't, you know, I don't even know how to fly a helicopter, but I would attempt it, you know?
No doubt. Well, you know, and look how long it took them, over a week to respond to Katrina?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, lessons learned, and that was Bush, right?
Right. I went to a Task Force 7 meeting years ago and found out who the nuclear guy was in the state of Indiana. So after the session, I pulled him to the side and I said, sir, I said, do we have any iodine in the state of Indiana? And he says to me, no, but the strategic stockpile reserve promised to meet in 6 hours. The strategic pharmaceutical stockpile reserves promised him it in 6 hours. And I said, sir, did you see Katrina?
Thank you for that. Oh, God love you. Thank you for that.
In Indiana, we don't have any iodine. You're going to be waiting for it unless you've taken care of it yourself.
Oh, my. See, that's why
and
we have new protected the power
ago.
Off. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But, Darlene, there's another aspect to this whole thing you brought up. Good point. But those stockpiles are getting older by the day. And so is this stuff that could be expired by the time it even gets to you 6 hours later? By then it's too late. You've been poisoned by all this junk.
I agree. Because you can't trust government for anything, you know?
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. God bless you for that. I like your thought process. This is really, you know, chiming in good this morning. So everything else in Indiana is fine. Of course, you're not going to get this negative weather the Georgia and the Carolinas are about to get tomorrow. But anyway, thanks for the good points on the canny and whatnot, and your observations on Sherry's comments. Dan in New Jersey, you are on. What's going on?
Well, all of these videos I'm seeing of miles of cars and buses leaving Russia to avoid the 300,000-man draft reminded me of my experiences during the Vietnam War era. And I'd like to ask, are men still required to register with Selective Service for the draft when they turn 18?
My understanding is they are, but they have not instituted the draft.
Right, but they're still required to register. Are there penalties for not registering? And what percentage of eligible 18-year-olds would you guess have actually done so?
Well, you know, that's a good question. And the other thing that I would want to know, and that would be something you could deep dive into, I would want to know if people who did not tell their kids, and I know of one guy right now in Minnesota, I think he moved out of state. I don't think he's living there anymore. He might be in Ohio. He never got a Social Security number. And I don't know about the driver's license aspect. He's really tried to watch what contracts he enters into, but I just wonder, if he didn't have a birth certificate and he didn't have a driver's license, why would he have to register?
Well, it's my understanding, and I could certainly be wrong, that in times of need, even tourists and illegal immigrants can be drafted into military service. And wouldn't that be the way to deal with the border crisis?
Oh, you got to scare half of them to run away,
coming over,
yeah, they'd all be scared.
Yeah. Well, no, that really, seriously, it's like every man 18 and over, draft them into 6 months of basic training where they will be taught to read, write, and speak English, taught basic American history, and then given the option to stay in the military for 2 more years in return for full U.S. citizenship for them and their families, or to go back to their home country. Would that work?
Well, I like the idea, but basic training is actually only 8 weeks.
Okay. Additionally,
I went through basic. That's how I know. You know, it isn't much. Trust me. When you get into AIT, which is advanced individual training, it gets a little deeper.
Yeah. Well, what if we said we're going to immediately stop all foreign aid to all of Latin America and use that money to deal with the assimilation of all these migrants? And wouldn't you think the South American countries would immediately lock the border shut to get the aid back?
I like the idea.
It'll never happen.
Dan, my mom always said you can't buy friends. But that seems to be the nature of the government. It doesn't matter what administration is in power because they're doing it. Either side is doing it. So, what can I say? You're right about what you're saying as far as you'll never get them to quit doing it.
Yeah. Anyway, let me say your last two callers are right on topic, and I'd additionally like to say that I believe that weather weapons, whether HAARP or these satellites with high-powered lasers, are actually used to steer and intensify these storms, and it was a deliberate attack against Governor DeSantis and highly Republican Florida that they brought in this hurricane like they did, and it won't be the last, both there and maybe in Texas, and so long as the East Coast of the United States, like New Jersey, New York, are all now, unfortunately, in the control of the left-wing Democrats, we're relatively safe. But I believe Hurricane Sandy was steered into the into New Jersey, 40 miles from where I live, to attack Governor Chris Christie.
Yeah, could be. Anyway, we appreciate your call, Dan. We got calls stacking up here. By the way, for those of you wanting to buy a pumpkin this year, guess what? Because of inflation, the price went up. $5.68 up from $4.92 last year. And billionaire investor Stanley Druckenmiller said at a summit in New York City yesterday, he's worried the economic downturn stalking the U.S. could be worse than an average garden variety recession. Remember that when you go to the polls to vote. And we want you to do that for sure. Tom in Michigan, what's going on?
Yeah, electricity, you're talking about, it's fascinating. And, it's not uncommon for, airplanes, jet planes, what have you, to get hit by lightning. You know what happens when, and they don't fall out of the sky, but do you know what happens when a plane gets hit by lightning?
Yeah, they kind of like shake all over the place. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, here's what, it's fascinating. It really flips me out. But, okay, the lightning hits. And the metal on the airplane is conductive, and it goes around the outside of the airplane and then continues straight down to ground as if there was just a straight line, except it jogs around.
Interesting. Well, we are at the break right now. We appreciate your calling, Tom. And Clay Clark will be joining us at the bottom hour after the break. We appreciate all of you staying in there to listen to this because it's going to be good. We always get more information from Clay. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour. Be right back. Stay with us.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowermall.com today.
Thirty-three minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Thursday, September 29th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for this tuning in. Exciting segment here coming up because we have a guy who I've met personally at Myrtle Beach at the Reawaken America Tour. In addition to General Flynn and Oliver Stone and a whole bunch of people. It is amazing the number of people that come to this event. This guy was voted former U.S. SBA Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Oklahoma, founder of several multimillion dollar companies, the host of the Thrive Time Show podcast, been number one overall on the iTunes Business Podcast charts 6 times. And not only that, this gentleman is a member of the Forbes Business Coach Council. He runs classes for this stuff. Seriously, for entrepreneurs. I mean, you got to love people like that because he's all about solutions. And of course, you know, I'm talking about Clay Clark. Welcome back to the Power Hour, sir.
Hey, thank you so much for carving out time for me. And I hope we can drop some knowledge bombs today for your listeners that they previously did not know.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've got time to freeamerica.com. You always go to that website because of the fact that's where you load everything up with all those knowledge bombs that you bring up. So I'm curious to see what new stuff you've added. Now, you're going to be in two different locations. There's two tours left, and it seems like these tours are coordinated with the upcoming vote. October 21st and 22nd, you're going to be in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, and on the 4th and 5th of November, you're going to be in Branson, Missouri, and those are the last two stops that you're going to do, and I take it you're not going to do the Reawaken America tour anymore. Is that right?
Well, General Flynn asked me if I would be willing to do these events through November, and I committed to doing that, and we've done that. You know, these events, they run at a personal deficit to myself. I don't make any money on these, and we actually lose money, and part of that is because I really do feel that everybody should be able to afford to attend, and so we let people name their price, you know, so when you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you request a ticket, you can literally name your price, and so just looking at ticket buyers today on my little, I have a CRM program where I can log on and I can see what people are paying for tickets. You know, we have, like right now, we just had a ticket just sold a moment ago at timetofreeamerica.com for a total of $16. I'm not sure exactly why the ticket buyer wanted to pay $16, but there it is. If they're a ticket buyer, they paid $2.50 for a ticket. Someone else just paid $25. Someone just paid $6.63. I don't know what that is. Someone just paid $25, $75. You know, and so when you do these events, I mean, it costs hundreds of thousands to put them on. And when you have 5,000 people that are there, you know, the math doesn't work to make it a super sustainable thing. But my wife and I felt called to be a part of Reawakening America. So we'll do them through November. And then General Flynn and Kash Patel and Eric Trump, all good friends of mine, they asked if we could do four events next year. And so the events we'll do next year, we're still going to make the prices where you can name your price, but we'll more than likely have them at larger venues, you know, where we can get maybe 6,000 to 7,000 people in as opposed to 5,000. And we'll still stream the events online for free. But it looks like we'll be doing four events next year, according to Eric Trump, Cash Patel, and General Flynn.
Wow. So, I mean, the thing is, we are going to be streaming the events live on thepowerhour.com for sure. We know that. And it's always fun to watch these things because some of these speakers that you have on there are like totally inspirational. And we even have pastors like Greg Locke. I will never forget. That guy is so dynamic on stage, and you bring him on early because, I mean, he gets that crowd pumped up.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you look at the lineup of speakers. What I try to do at our events, and I'm not saying this is the holy grail of how to run an event, but back in the day, you know, in my previous career, I was an entertainer. I used to do about 4,000 events a year that my company would organize. We would do 80 weddings or corporate events per weekend. And what you try to do is you want to have a lineup where if somebody is listening right now and you're looking at the lineup and you go, you know, I have no interest in that person. Let's just say there's person A, B, or C. You want it to be where if you don't like Jim Brewer, the comedian, oh, that's okay, because then you're going to have someone like Dr. Dave Martin exposing to you the tyranny of the Great Reset coming up next. And if you don't like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, then you're going to have someone like the Prophet Julie Green coming up next. And so we really do have a variety of speakers, and each speaker is given approximately 15 minutes to speak. So you have four speakers per hour. And the idea is that if you're listening in the audience and there's a certain speaker that you don't want to hear or that isn't, you know, and you're not super excited about, you get a new speaker every 15 minutes or so. And then those videos tend to do really well online because, you know, it's hard to sit down and have your friend watch a one-hour keynote speech about a topic they're not interested in, but you can oftentimes send your friend a 10-minute speech and say, hey, you know, could you watch this 10-minute speech? I promise you it's going to wake you up. And the whole purpose of the Reawaken America tour is to share the truth about medical fraud and election fraud and ultimately getting people to God, you know, getting people back to God. That's what we're trying to do here.
Well, and the thing is I, you know, after speaking in Myrtle Beach, I actually was not far off the mark. I actually got off stage with 14 seconds left.
No, you nailed it. And you know what? The thing that's great about you as a speaker is, A, you dropped a lot of knowledge bombs that people did not previously know, and B, is you were concise and hit those times. And most of our speakers do a very good job hitting those times because, you know, the doors open at 9 a.m. Praise and worship starts at about 8:30 a.m. and we go nonstop. I mean, we have 70 confirmed speakers for Pennsylvania, 70. I mean, you have Peter Navarro, President Trump's right-hand man. You have Kash Patel, General Flynn, Mike Lindell. So many great speakers there. Seven of the seven people closest to President Trump who speak to him on a daily basis, five are on the tour at each and every event.
That is amazing. And see, the thing is you get to actually see these people live in person. You can see their facial expressions, hear the dynamism in their voice. I mean, this is just an incredible scenario. Folks, if you've never been to one of these Reawaken America tours, you can watch them on the Power Hour, but there is nothing like the camaraderie of being with like-minded people or people who are waking up, you know, from their deep sleep into cognitive dissonance. And see, this is one of the reasons why Clay Clark has set up timetofreeamerica.com, and I know you're going to share these knowledge bombs. You got a ton of them out there. I thought somewhere in my notes it said 42.
Yeah, well, I don't know the one time to get through all 42, but I'll go ahead and drop a few of them for you here. One is, you know, Joe Biden on February 7th of 2022, Joe Biden, February 7th of 2022, he said these words. Listen to this, folks.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
With regard to Nord Stream 2.
Now, think about that. Joe Biden just said that if Russia invades Ukraine, Nord Stream 2 will cease to exist.
He did.
I mean,
I was just,
he said
was
it.
Just talking. Yeah, he did.
You know, and Nord Stream 2 had three explosions that occurred, right?
They did.
So now you're talking about the people of Europe are going to not have energy this winter, which means that people are going to be literally freezing to death. And that means that there was sabotage that occurred on Nord Stream 2. And the last person to state out loud that they would stop Nord Stream 2 was Joe Biden. So what's that make the world think of Americans?
Well, Victoria Nuland did the same thing, didn't she? She went on there and made pretty much the same claims, as did Ron Johnson.
I would love to get your thoughts on why somebody like Ron Johnson would say that.
I know it. And see, you don't know if half of this stuff is just media, but here you got these Brighteon people that came out and said this. I mean, Mike Adams clearly came out in an article today pointing out the fact that not only did Biden say it, but Nuland said it and Ron Johnson said it. And that means that the U.S. is the one that did it. I mean, he's making claims and he says, hey, and the Navy was making doing exercises there very close to where it was. And so they had to be the ones doing it. And I'm going, you're making a lot of assumptions here that you really, because none of us were there. You weren't there. I wasn't there. Why, Mr. Adams, are you making all these assumptions other than trying to, you know, posit political theory that's unproven? How can you make those statements?
I could just say, you know, if you were the president of the United States, let's just say that for a moment you were the president of the United States, I would hope that you wouldn't make a verbal threat to the rest of the world. I just, you know, and that's what the kind of stuff that Biden does, which opens himself up to speculation. And second knowledge bomb I wanted to share is England is now, they're in the process of trying to calm the markets with an emergency bond. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of this, but England's, the value of their currency is in a complete free fall right now. So if you're out there and you have family and friends in Europe, I mean, these people are facing a energy crisis and a currency crisis. And I've got just a brief audio clip I want to play real quick here.
We'll start here in the UK, where the Bank of England has made an emergency intervention, which it says is needed to maintain financial stability. The central bank says its actions are designed to restore orderly market conditions. The bank will buy government bonds, according to a statement, on whatever scale is necessary. The effective cost of UK government borrowing had been spiking after a so-called mini-budget last week. It also follows a rare step from the International Monetary Fund, which had urged the UK government to reevaluate unfunded tax cuts.
Okay, so you're seeing an economic collapse in England right now. Third knowledge bomb we've got here. Yeah, the U.S. stock market is absolutely being hammered right now. At the time of today's show, I think we're at 29,126 is the number before I hopped in the studio. 29,000 points. I mean, the economy is just being absolutely destroyed right now. And Joe Biden, I'm pretty out there that doesn't know, he was the keynote speaker at the World Economic Forum in 2016, where he spoke about implementing the Fourth Industrial Revolution, a.k.a. the Great Reset. So Joe Biden is definitely implementing the Great Reset, much to the financial destruction of the average American family.
Wow. And see, now we're getting reports as far as the agendas that are going on right now by George Soros and $41 million that he's giving. I mean, we're talking about a lot of money to basically influence the 2022 midterms.
It would not shock me at all if that were occurring.
Yeah, and then a lot of people now are, of course, saying that Bill Gates runs the world. That's according to health officials in a report just published recently in Politico. So I got to wonder, I know you've got some truth bombs out there as far as the condition of where this country is headed. And we've had people like Brian Artis said something very, very bad is going to happen this fall. Have you got any word on that? Any knowledge bombs on what we might expect around election time?
Well, the one thing that I'm good for, and some people say, you know, Clay, I love that about you. Some people say I don't like it about you. I'm very bad at guessing or speculating or even drawing a conclusion. I just like to share the facts and let people kind of draw their own conclusions. But I want to play this audio clip here. You know, Biden has signed a horrifying number of horrifying executive orders. You know, he signed Executive Order 14067. Executive Order 14067, which moves us into programmable digital currency. For anybody that doesn't know what that means, it's currency you can turn on or off in the same way you can turn on or off people's social media accounts. But listen to this little audio clip from Steve Bannon explaining Joe Biden's newest executive order he signed, which is Executive Order on Advancing Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Innovation for a Sustainable and Secure American Bioeconomy. Listen to this. It's mind-boggling. Here we go.
Joe, very disturbing development out of the White House with an executive order, and I think it has implications that are, and I want to make sure, because there's all kind of rumors, you know, blown around, I want to make sure we give people the signal, not noise. Walk me through what is this executive order, what was signed, what does it mean, and particularly what does it mean to this, the specter of transhumanism, which we constantly keep our eye on 24/7, sir.
Well, Steve, two of the most important elements of transhumanism are genetic engineering, affecting the human genome, and of course, artificial intelligence, the creation of a digital mind. And yesterday, Joe Biden signed an executive order, the National Biotechnology and Biomanufacturing Initiative, which will provide tons of taxpayer money for research and development in genetic engineering and biotechnology, and will also fund training and will eliminate a lot of the sort of federal or regulatory obstacles to these sorts of things. There's a lot of language in the order talking about ethics and all of this. Every time you see this come up, it always does. But there's one passage in particular that really raised my eyebrows, and I think a lot of people are really stunned by the language used. The passage reads as, "We need to develop genetic engineering technologies and techniques to be able to write circuitry for cells and predictably program biology in the same way in which we write software and program computers." This is the essence of what's known as the bio-digital convergence, seeing organisms as machines and seeing machines as organisms.
pollution of the 19th century.
Whoa! Okay, and by the way, this just in, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow is urging American citizens to leave Russia immediately.
Amazing how that works. And why do you think that might be? Might have something to do with what you were talking about Nord Stream.
Yeah, I mean, it's just you're seeing such a convergence of activities happening. You know, another example would be, you know, Yuval Noah Harari, who I've played some of his clips on your show before, and Yuval is probably one of the most disturbing individuals to listen to speak at all, you know, in the history of the planet. This is the top advisor for Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, a guy who openly, you know, talks in an appreciative tone about Stalin and Mao and communists and Marxists. Well, he said that during an interview recently, and I'm quoting, Yuval Noah Harari said, "A world with completely different laws. We need to rebuild the temple and create a new perfect utopian society." Listen to what he says here. Again, Yuval Noah Harari is saying that we need to rebuild the temple, says the man who openly rejects the God of his fathers. Okay, listen to this guy. Here we go.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution, or the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society, and it will be a moment of historical redemption.
Did you just hear that? He literally just said he wants to rebuild the temple.
Amazing. I don't think that's within the purview of the Bible, is it? Oh, these guys are out there.
These guys are out there. I mean, he's, you know, it's like he's been reading 2 Thessalonians at scale. You know, it's like he's, again, for everybody that hasn't read 2 Thessalonians in a while, if you haven't read Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, I get it. No problem. Okay, but let me go ahead and read this to anybody out there that hasn't read this in a while. This will blow your mind. Okay, so Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 says, "And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints, and shall think to change the times and the laws. And they shall be given into his hand until the time and times and dividing of time." Yuval Noah Harari is literally trying to change the laws and the times. He's telling the world that we need to move into a new period of time called the Anthropocene. Everybody should look that up in DuckDuckGo or Google. Type in World Economic Forum Anthropocene. Anthropocene, meaning human-controlled gene. This is a thing that is actually occurring right now. You've all know Harari, Klaus Schwab. They're trying to enter us into a new period of time called the Anthropocene. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. Blows my mind.
Anthropocene. Yeah, we got to write that one down here and go look that up. Anthropocene. Got it?
See,
all right.
Yeah. So, I don't make these words up or these ideas. These are all just facts.
Well, no doubt. We'll see. And now that Soros Link Group that I was talking about, $41 million contract, and we were talking about the fact that they could influence the election with it. Well, what that bill is for, this is Acacia Center for Justice. This is a non-governmental organization with financial links to Soros. Has won a $41 million federal contract from Biden's DOJ to help illegal aliens evade deportation from the United States. And why would that be? So that they can vote. Because they're going to try, I have a feeling that they're going to try to sneak several million of these people in and make them legalized voters and allow them to fill out these ballots, those mail-in ballots in states that still allow them. I really have a feeling that there's some nefarious, cantankerous things that are going to happen in November at election time.
You are 100% correct. And I just encourage everybody out there, if you're listening today and you want to know what you can do to save this nation, I encourage you to go to timetofreeamerica.com and join us on the Reawaken America Tour. I mean, you're going to see folks like Lance Wallnau, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Dr. Simone Gold, General Flynn, Kash Patel. They're all going to be on the tour. And the purpose of this event is threefold. One, we want to make sure that everybody knows what is actually going on. I think a lot of people do not know what's going on, and because people don't know what's going on, it's very hard to wake people up. You know, it's hard to wake up your family and friends if you personally do not know all the details. So I encourage everybody to come to the event You'll learn about how the puzzle pieces of the Great Reset all fit together. The second reason to come to it is you're going to get connected to doctors, lawyers, patriots, employers that are all looking for people like you to team up with them. So if you want to team up with Bobby Kennedy Jr. to fight medical, you know, corruption, you can do that. If you want to team up with Simone Gold to fight medical corruption, you can do that. If you want to team up with the Trump family to help get out the vote, you can do that. But again, you're going to find people that are in the fight that are looking for people like you. And the third is you're going to make great connections with just other patriots that love our country. So you won't feel isolated. You're going to go home with connections that you previously did not have, friends you've met, people that don't apologize for their faith and their freedom, for their patriotism and their prayerful love of the country. And I just encourage everybody, come join us at the Reawaken America Tour. You can get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Again, it's timetofreeamerica.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clay, I'm going to back up what you just said, because the amount of connections I made both in Dallas and at Myrtle Beach was phenomenal. In fact, many of the people that I talked to in both of those locations ended up as guests on our show and helped get the word out, including Graith Care. I mean, we have had the wonderful nurse on the show twice already, and she's doing so well with that service as an advocate for seniors, for the elderly. And so, you know, that was just one of the many. We've had Jim Price, who is another podcaster. We are constantly having podcasters come on this program because we want to share information, because some people hear things that we don't hear. And so, you know, if we don't get them, we want to share them. I mean, this isn't, we're done with the days of this exclusivity thing. You know, it's all about sharing, and that's what you do at these events.
I'm just trying to connect people together in a powerful way, so that way the folks leave these events with new connections they didn't previously have. I mean, I was on an interview today with Eric Trump and Lance Wallnau, and I don't know how exactly that all came about, but I know Lance hit it off with Eric, and Eric hit it off with Lance, and Eric called me and said, hey, I would like to be on that guy's show. Could you make it happen? You know, and it's great to see that. It's great to see Steve Schultz and Elijah Streams interviewing Roger Stone on his show. It's great to see Mike Lindell hopping on Patriot Podcast. It's awesome to see more and more people waking up.
Yeah, it was Roger Stone, not Oliver Stone. I got to correct myself there, that I ran into over there. Got pictures with a lot of these people. I mean, they're really totally great, and I know they're patriots, and I know they're standing up for all of us. Clay Clark, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Godspeed. God bless you and everything that you do with TimeToFreeAmerica.com and the Reawaken America Tour. Dave Krieger with you. We are out of time for today. We will be back tomorrow, feel good or not. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless what's left of the United States of America.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.